With the Invictus Games Vancouver Whistler 2025 just around the corner on February 8 to 13, all eyes will soon be on approximately 550 athletes competing at Whistler Olympic Park, the Whistler Sliding Center, and on Whistler Mountain. The events are free to attend on location, but alpine events require a Whistler Blackcomb sightseeing, lift ticket, or season pass. Viewers can also watch screenings at the Maury Young Arts Center and the Village Square stage. The Invictus YouTube channel will also stream the events, while TSN will carry daily highlights. Whistler Mayor Jack Crompton said the coming days will include pre-games content shared on social media. "I hope Whistlerites are as fired up as I am for welcoming the world to Whistler. Content will include new accessibility videos on social media to help guests navigate Whistler with greater ease," he said. Festivities kick off February 8 in Whistler Invictus Village, which includes four fan zones: Whistler Olympic Plaza, the Maury Young Arts Center, Village Square, and Mountain Square. Whistler Blackcomb said it will share a "Know Before You Go" guide on social media channels the week of February 3. Chelsea Walker, director of Whistler operations for the Invictus Games, said volunteers are busy setting up tents and picking up uniforms. "We are so thrilled to be using world-class amenities that were used for the 2010 Olympic and Paralympic Games," she said. "We're going to have a magical experience, with some competitors experiencing winter sports for the very first time, and others who are highly experienced. Here's everything you need to know about event locations and times. Competition details. February 10. The first sporting event runs from 12 to 7 p.m., with the skeleton competition at Whistler Sliding Center. February 11. Athletes compete in cross-country skiing at Whistler Olympic Park from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., as well as alpine skiing and snowboarding novice competition at Upper Fantastic on Whistler Mountain from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Skeleton races at Whistler Sliding Center run from 12 to 7 p.m. and the biathlon at Whistler Olympic Park runs from 12:15 to 3:30 p.m. February 12. Intermediate to advanced alpine skiing and snowboarding at Lower Olympic on Whistler Mountain runs from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Music and activities. February 9. From 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., activations include storytelling by Squamish-Lillooet Cultural Center ambassadors at 2 and 5 p.m. at the Maury Young Arts Center. The Whistler Invictus concert series in Village Square starts with a DJ Ira dance party at 2 to 30 p.m. Big Love at 3 p.m. and Taylor James at 3:35 p.m. The Hair Farmers take the stage and close out Day 1's music at 4:15 p.m. February 10. The Maury Young Arts Center has crafts led by Squamish-Lillooet Cultural Center ambassadors at 2 p.m. Music at the Village Square begins at 2:30, with DJ Foxy Moron, followed by the Spiritual Warriors at 3 p.m., and an official welcome starts at 3:45 p.m. Jim Cuddy and Barney Bentall take the stage at 4:15 p.m. February 11. The Maury Young Arts Center has crafts at 2 p.m. Music starts in Village Square at 2:30 p.m. with DJ Witness, the Boom Booms at 3 p.m. and 5 Alarm Funk at 4:30 p.m. February 12. The Maury Young Arts Center has crafts at 2 p.m. Music starts in the Village Square with DJ Praise at 2:30 p.m., followed by Lazy Syrup Orchestra at 3 p.m. in Hay Ocean. At 4:30 p.m. February 13. The Maury Young Arts Center hosts Squamish-Lillooet Cultural Center Ambassador Storytelling at 2 and 5 p.m., and the final day of music features DJ Vinyl Richie at 2:30 p.m. and Scratch Bastid at 3:30 p.m. Travel details. Roads will remain open during the Invictus Games, and transit options are encouraged. Parking is free in day lots 6, 7 and 8, with paid parking in day lots 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. Parking is also available for events at Whistler Olympic Park. For more details on the festivities, visit the Resort Municipality of Whistler's website or Invictus Games 2025.